This is Senator Al Simpson. Yeah, the Democrats have a health plan. We should call it pay and pay and pay. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, have you ever been at a party trying to tell a good story when some boorish boob hops in and tries to tell one better? That's just exactly the kind of sophomoric one-upsmanship that the Democrats are trying to do to all Republican proposals on health care. The people of this fine country deserve better, Ted. The president's plan would cover 35 million Americans who do not have health insurance while not forcing small employers out of business. It also takes the big Medicaid monkey off the backs of state government because we won't require Medicaid in that form again. Give this president a chance to be heard before you cram the Democrat proposal down our gullets. What's yours called again? Pay and pay? How about pay and pray? Pray for small business. You'll bury them.
Al, if President Bush's health plan were a medical prescription, it would be banned by the Food and Drug Administration because it's unsafe and ineffective. This country faces a crisis over health. Soaring costs are pricing it beyond the reach of average families. Yet the Bush plan flunks the two basic tests of reform. It fails to control costs, and it fails to guarantee coverage for all Americans. Our Democratic plan meets these tests. The Bush plan does not. The administration's tax credit and tax deduction gambits are the most expensive gimmicks in the history of health care. Pouring billions into the current flawed system won't work. It's the equivalent of pumping billions of gallons of water into the sinking Titanic. Crying socialized medicine won't work either, Al. Waving that red shirt delayed Medicare for a generation. That debate's over. The country likes Medicare, Al, and they'll like our Democratic plan, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on defense spending. It's still Cold War as usual. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.